Hello, good
Hello.
evening. Hello, I'm Karen Lopez of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Is this Dakota Carrender?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. We have the ability to complete this survey in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you so much. In which country in California, which I'm sorry, in which county in California do you currently live in?
Karen.
Okay, thank you so much. And could you please tell me your zip code?
93280.
93280. Thank you so much. And now just a few questions to make sure that we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
2000.
2000. Thank you so much. And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or a Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
Associate's degree.
Okay. Thank you so much. Moving on, if the election for the United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
Let's see, because I haven't done any research. Wait
Okay.
one moment.
Okay.
I would vote Republican.
A Republican, okay, thank you. And now I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. And for example, please tell me whether you have for each one, I'm sorry, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. The first one is David Baladao.
I've heard of him.
So you have a favorable opinion of him?
I could say that, yeah.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Rudy Salas.
I know him, or I know of him. I don't know him.
Oh, okay. And the next one we have Donald Trump.
Yeah, favorable.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable opinion.
Okay. And then we have Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Okay.
Wait, yeah, I think that's with Biden, yeah.
Okay. Then we have Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you will vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues, okay? You can choose two of them. The first one is protecting democracy. The second one is inflation or the cost of living. Then we have healthcare. The next one is Social Security and Medicare. Then the cost of a mortgage or rent. Then we have abortion. The next one is taxes. Then we have border securities or none of these.
I'm sorry, you said which one am I more favorable towards?
Yeah, I'm going to read you the instruction, okay?
Okay.
This is a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you will vote for or against a candidate.
Inflation and shit. Let's go with mortgage and rent.
Mortgage. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, thinking ahead to the election this... I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
Okay. Now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November elections for president, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other offices.
You said one being highly?
Yes, in a scale of 1 to 10.
1.
Sorry, did you say 1?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's because, like, you're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry for that. In a scale of from 1 to 10, how interested you are in the November election for the president, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other offices?
Oh, 1. Very interested.
Okay. And if the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Donald Trump, Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. Then if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Steve Garvey, the Republican, and Adam Schiff, the Democrat?
I'm not 100% sure on that one.
Which way do you lean as of today? There was Steve Garvey, the Republican, or Adam Schiff, the Democrat?
I'm basically independent. I don't claim either one.
Oh, okay. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao, the Republican, and Rudy Salas, the Democrat?
David Valadao.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some information you might have heard about David Valadao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for David Valadao, or if it makes no difference in your vote. The first one is, David Valadao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadao went to work to help first-time homebuyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home.
More likely.
Okay. Then we have... Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state.
More likely.
Okay.
Or nothing's changed. Basically.
So, no difference.
Yeah, no difference.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basic like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadao is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn.
More likely.
Okay, thank you. Then, David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment.
More likely.
Okay. Then we have David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden in middle-class Americans, Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions.
More likely.
Okay, thank you. Then, as a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improvement in agricultural research, expanded broadbanding internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas.
More likely.
Okay. Then we have David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military families, child care, and schools, and support for military members living at home.
More likely.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or impression of David Valadao or an unfavorable impression of him?
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao, the Republican, and Rudy Salas, the Democrat?
David Valadao.
Okay. Then, which one of the following issues, if any, will make you the most likely to vote for David Valadao? Will it be David Valadao's effort to help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, secure funding for agricultural research, rural broadbanding, and affordable housing, fix the state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, reduce inflation, improve water storage facilities to combat droughts, work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, or none of this?
Reduce inflation.
Okay, thank you. And which one would you say will make you the second most likely to vote for David Valadao?
First-time homebuyer. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Then thinking about something else, from which one or two of the following issues, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow a news about politics that closely? You can keep, choose up to three. I'm going to read them for you. The first one is YouTube, X, or formerly known as Twitter, then Google, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, cable news, digital websites, national network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, newspapers, or would you say you don't follow political news closely?
It would be YouTube, cable, and then, I forgot the other one. Yeah, those two.
YouTube, cable news, and what's the other one? Sorry?
Google.
Google, okay, thank you so much. And which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? Only use satellite? Only use cable? Or use both cable or satellite and online streaming? Only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar?
I use both streaming services and cable.
Okay. And now, I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home?
No, I do not.
And do you rent a house or apartment? You live rent-free?
I rent a house.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And now, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on your own most issues?
We'll say moderate.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Trump.
Okay. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Say working class.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
I'm sorry, what's the last one?
Ranching. Like having a ranch?
No.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, and have a great day. Or enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you so much.